Arkley for Senate.
Talk Live, and we are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go back to continue the conversation with Mark in Ohio, just to bring our listeners up to speed who might be tuning in just now. Last hour, we had a conversation first with Julie and then with Mark, just sort of about my idea of transitioning from this current authoritarian, coercive government that we have to a truly voluntary, consent-based model for society. And essentially, Julie and Mark were asking several questions that inevitably will pop into one's head about, well, what would things be like in that particular society? How would so-and-so work? And so that's where we pick up with Mark, where he was talking about, and the question that was on the table was, well, in a voluntary society, who will decide on going to war? And I did give you a brief explanation just to recap for those just tuning in. In a voluntary society, there is no central command and control government of which to speak that we're so used to having in our day-to-day lives, this federal government or state government or whatever. There's no centralized government that has access to the printing press to where they can just print out as much money as they want to start all the wars that they want to. There is no central government in the first place, so everybody has their own lives and they're living them. So if you want to go and start wars with people, it would be up to you to figure out how. Does that make any sense?
Okay, well, let me change the scenario. What if we got attacked on our own land here?
Who is we, and where are you talking about? In Ohio?
No, in the United States.
Well, what do you mean? You mean people are going to be attacking, says, like China is going to attack every square inch of the landmass formerly known as the United States? Because there would be no United States anymore.
Well, whoever wants to attack this land, west to coast to east coast, however they want to do it, then who is going to be in charge, I guess, to...
Everyone would. You would be in charge of your own life, and you would get to decide how to protect yourself, your family, your business, your friends, based on what you think is best, and the marketplace would provide you with options to allow you to do just that. Of course, I must ask, what is the motivation of the attacker?
I have no idea.
Well, that's a reality. You need to think about those things because the common motivation is to take over land. I mean, is to bring more land under one government structure control. And so, if there is no government structure to take over, again, there's no centralized governmental command and control structure for the other government, the foreign government, to take over, then they would have to go literally house to house and occupy an entire country or whatever the plot of land they wanted to take, which would be quite difficult when they're going up against armed Americans who don't very much like the idea of their freedom being taken away from them. So you're talking about quite a difficult proposition.
Okay. Well, I just wondered how you think it would work. So
I hope I helped explain it.
Well,
thank you, Mark.
Now I'm going to pick up Mark's lance here, and I'm going to run with it. Now,
okay.
we've done this many times, and by the way, folks, I'm letting him win because I can't win this one. I don't know how.
You're letting me win?
Well, I'm picking up the lance because this is a question that people have, and you've got to kind of come up with some scenarios.
Right.
Landmass formerly known as the United States. and somebody decides, I am going to go after New York City. It is a land of great wealth. I should be able to get some things out of there that are good.
Yes.
I don't know.
Pillage.
I'm going to pillage and rape the island of Manhattan.
Okay. Good luck. They don't have guns there, so you might get away with it.
Procured one of these, one of the United States, the landmass formerly known as the United States, old battleships.
Yeah.
I have a battleship. I park it in Hudson, up the Hudson River. I then begin to hold hostage the people of Manhattan.
Now, wait a minute. I take it back. If we're talking about, are we talking about Manhattan and New York has actually gone free market and people can actually own guns again?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so we're talking about a true free market world.
I don't think that.
So you pull your battleship in.
A big metro like New York City is really going to work in a free market scenario. I just don't imagine that to be so.
Just because you can't imagine it doesn't mean it's not possible. But let's deal with the situation.
Yes.
You've got a battleship pulled into the harbor or whatever, and they're going to. And you're going to what now? Do what?
I'm holding them hostage.
Who? The people that
the people on
the longshoremen
in Manhattan. Oh no, this is a battleship, dude. I'm not aiming a shotgun at some guy in a pier. Right, okay.
All right. So how are you going? What are you going to do? You're going to send a videotape or like a video feed to the news agency?
Yeah, there you go. I send demands to the news agency in the form of video.
So what will the demands be? What do you want?
I've got a covered mat. I've got a covered face, yes. And my voice is obscured in somewhere. And I say, people of New York, give me $1 million.
Oh, that's chump change. You gotta go higher than that because there's 15 million people in New York. They could all just throw you like
$15, right? Okay, whatever. So I want $1 billion.
Here's 15 cents. Get out of here. Take your damn money.
I want all the gold bars that you have beneath the Wall Street and stuff. I want all the money. Give me all the money.
Well, you're gonna have to actually take the gold bars somehow. So you'll have to have a
deliver
crew
it to the pier.
Yeah.
Or I will blow you up.
Okay. Well, you know, it's an interesting scenario.
Well, it's an extortion scenario.
Right. Well, if you believe it to be a potential reality, and I suppose like nobody could have thought of this, and then you could pull a surprise, and what would happen? How would these defense agencies respond? I don't know. It's a good question. The defense agencies, there would probably be several in a place like New York where, I mean, you're talking about a lot of competition for a lot of potential business, and who knows what sort of devices these people will have at their disposal. Maybe
it's going to be huge news. I'll pick up the other
planes,
side.
They could have helicopters.
I am not for your nonsense. However, I do think that these scenarios.
It's a fun world to play in.
I can always come up with something. Okay, so you've got some rich free stater nut in New Hampshire who's got his own MiG-21 Foxbat.
It's possible.
It's absolutely possible. You can buy.
John Travolta has a MiG.
You can get it. Yeah, you can buy an old fish bed. They're probably actually gone, but you can buy an old Foxbat. As a matter of fact, from Russia. I don't know what they're doing with the old American planes, but there's absolutely fighter planes out there. What's a battleship going to do against a fighter plane, especially a relatively modern fighter plane? I mean, imagine the acclaim that I'm going to get if I fly in there with my, relatively new modern Foxbat and I'm dropping hellfire missiles on this guy.
Yeah.
Battleships are designed to essentially to threaten land masses. They're not really designed to take out aircraft. I'm sure that there must be some kind of Vulcan gun that they can mount on these things that are going to give it some trouble. But at the same time, a guy's looking to be a hero at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine the acclaim. Imagine what your life is going to be like once you're the guy that
saved New York
Manhattan.
City.
And that's just one guy with a fox bat. Now look at the kind of acclaim that a defense agency would get. You know, we're the agency with three squadrons of MiGs.
Right. I mean, how persuasive would that be? I mean, we know how the government is persuading people with this whole security theater. There are people out there that see the TSA and they see the Department of Homeland Security and the police with their uniforms and their black clad appeal. They see that stuff and it makes them feel safe. Now, we know on this program because we've read the stories and we've dug into it and we found out that it's just theater. It doesn't really do anything to keep anybody safe. But that said, people like the idea of feeling safe. And so these defense agencies would be able to pander to that, just like the car companies say 5-star safety rating or J.D. Power is certified this or whatever. Similarly, you can have a similar situation with these private defense agencies where they can say protecting the nation or protecting New York City since 20,000, whenever. And so they would be able to advertise themselves as being the best protection agency. And here's our roster of things that we've helped. Literally, we know we've stopped these crimes because we were there. Here's the video footage, not some speculative thing where people like we have today say, well, the reason we don't have terrorism is because of the FBI. There's no real story that you can point to. They haven't really stopped anybody from doing anything that anybody can tangibly look at and say, yep, FBI stopped those folks. Because it's just nonsense. The FBI isn't stopping anything. The reason why terrorism isn't happening is because terrorism isn't happening here in America. Period. Whereas in a free market situation where people are competing for defense contracts.
If it was happening, where's the news about it?
Right.
Where's the news of all the captured terrorists? I mean, when they find three guys that are buying cell phones, they sure trumpet that from the rooftop.
Yeah,
then find out they were just selling them on eBay.
These defense agencies would actually have to have real stories to point to in order to build their rep. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Bring up anything, if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark?
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and around the world, bringing more internet listeners on board, and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You can get perks, too, like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, more. Get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you know somebody who's in college, recently graduated from college, let them know about the libertarianseminars.com. They're having the Institute for Humane Studies is having free seminars over spring break. Some of the past topics have been, does Walmart reduce social capital, public choice in education, the government, immorality. They're at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and Emory University. You can find out more at libertarianseminars.com. And the Institute for Humane Study picks up the tab for the whole deal.
That's except for your airfare.
Well, that's not the part of the deal. I mean, right. Yes, you got to get there. Libertarianseminars.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the number. You can bring up anything. Let's see. Are we tapped out on that topic, Mark, finally? The whole free market defense thing?
Sounds like it.
We move on. Let's talk costumes. Got that story?
I do.
The top 20. We do this every year, the top 20 costumes.
It's my favorite because, you know, this affected me in my life at one point.
What do you mean?
I was raised Christian and went to a Christian school, and many of the Christian kids there, I can remember one in particular whom I was a friend of mine, and I'm not going to say her name or anything like that, but her family was particularly religious, and she wasn't allowed to participate in the Halloween festivities that we had at the school.
Satan will take control of your soul.
And I just think it's so sad to me the way these families get all bent out of shape about Halloween, Harry Potter, and all this stuff. You know, many of these – Halloween's just fun, okay?
Yeah.
And I think it's really sad the way they – you know, some parents say, oh, let's go to the church and we'll go to the hell house or whatever. They'll have some – you know, they won't let the kids dress up at all. This was a Christian school.
Wow.
These Halloween events.
So even most of the parents at the Christian school weren't so stuck up to where – I mean, their kids were allowed to dress up. They were allowed to have fun. They were allowed to party. But this young girl was prevented from doing any of that.
Her and there were a couple few others. But
there's always some party.
Usually they were, sprinkled out throughout the years. I went there 9 years, and I can remember, basically.
They had this at my school.
She had to go, her mom worked at the front office. She had to go to the front office, sit there with her mom.
That's what happened at my school. Well, that was a regular school.
Parties.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't that suck?
That's awful.
Okay. So the number one costume of the heavyweights in this category.
I don't know what has to do with costumes, but okay.
Well, it's because they wouldn't let her dress up.
Yeah.
And that's all these kids want to do is dress up, eat some candy, maybe some cupcakes. I mean, they're not doing satanic rituals. they're not sacrificing anybody. Your kid dressing up.
Putting a plastic mask on is not satanic.
No, it's not. Now, I can understand I can understand having some temperance in this area, and that's why I mention this list every year. The heavyweight, the number one coming in, I don't know how many years in a row, is the princess.
I want to be a princess.
She's 4 million little girls in America dressed up as princesses.
This is from the Retailers Association?
Right. This is from the National Retailers Federation.org.
Okay.
NRF.org. And now that's just princesses. Also, number six.
I wish Julia were here right now to talk about the princess thing because she has a few things to say about it. There's this whole idea that's so common in this country that little girls should be princesses. They should be treated like princesses. And no, princesses are people that are waited on hand and knee. They're prim and proper little
bitches.
They don't
produce anything.
Yeah, they're useless. They're pretty to look at, but they've got attitudes. And, this princess mentality that people should just be buying me diamonds and gold and I should just be able to sit back and eat bonbons all day. And I don't think it's very good to promulgate this.
I don't think
I agree with
you. Princess is necessarily the right direction to come from. I think that you can, let your little girl dress up as a princess, still teach her about the real world. Little girls want to dress up like princesses. I would not stop my daughter from trying to dress up as a princess.
They'll only want to dress up like a princess if they've been watching princess movies.
I that's the kind of thing that little girls are interested in watching.
That's because that's what they're fed culturally.
Maybe
you think girls want to be princesses without knowing what a princess is?
I don't know. I don't have to deal with this particular issue.
You've got a boy.
I have a boy, and he's not going to dress up like a princess.
He'll be watching things go boom.
Yeah, likely true. But anyway, the point of the matter is princesses, not satanic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not.
So that's 11.5% of the costumes. I'd like to add to that number six, Disney princesses with almost 3%, and number 12, fairies with 500,000 little girls. Fairy is a princess with wings on her back, all right? That's the only difference between a princess costume and a fairy costume, wings on her back.
Well, now, fairies actually have some magical powers. They're useful. I mean, right. They can heal things.
What does a magical power look like when you put it on your costume?
It's about the mentality, Mark.
I understand.
I'd rather have my daughter be a fairy than a princess.
But it's the same costume. It's with wings on it. Would you agree?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to go out on the line.
I don't think that there's too many fairies with the long pointy hat on
top.
There
you go, see?
But
not like it at all.
There's
princesses
lots of,
don't have wings either.
Princesses, right.
Right.
Wings, I'm
right.
saying, is the distinction wings. Between okay. princesses and fairies.
Gotcha.
You have this thing about princesses that most people don't. Take that into consideration. It's just a pretty dress.
And no, it's an attitude, my friend.
No,
it's an attitude.
It's an attitude, perhaps, for some girls that you have dated in your life or something like that, some that you have met.
They are
it's
all
not
over
an
the
attitude
place.
For a 6-year-old girl.
It starts at that young age. If you start indoctrinating them with this princess mentality at age 6,
you can
then by the time
little,
they're 16, they're going to be little.
You can dress your little girl up as Boba Fett and still spoil her, dude. That has nothing, one is not the other.
I wasn't saying that you couldn't spoil your kids
right.
otherwise. I'm just saying
we're talking
the
about Satan here, man.
Can somebody back me up? I don't have Julia to back me up on this.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I totally
right.
agree with you.
800-259.
I know that there's lots of girls out there that have crappy attitudes
all
and
right.
they've been raised by their family that have crappy attitudes.
Thing.
And absolutely, there are boys that have the same problems.
No doubt about it.
Now, that's all I'm saying here is that I understand your concern about Satanism and all that stuff, but Halloween is not the same thing. I'm not talking to you about
okay.
that. I'm talking to the audience again.
Yeah.
Now, number those three, witches.
Now, they can argue that is evil.
I'm put in princesses.
But you can have good witches, too.
Princesses came in at 16%.
Are good witches satanic?
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
Wait, what?
From the point of view of a Christian, yes, they are.
Why?
Not from the point of view of a witch. Because if you have any other gods before me, you are, you can't have false gods. False gods are satanic every time as far as Christians are concerned.
Couldn't a good witch be considered like an angel?
They have angel on the list, not the same.
But couldn't it be considered?
No, a witch is a real thing. A person who has decided is doing magical type ceremonies. An angel is a spiritual being.
All right, more on the way here. 800-259-9231. That is.
I'm
going to
read through the list in its entirety, but I just want to point out the differences here.
Right, well, I like talking about these things. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. You're welcome to chime in here on your favorite costume or hated costumes or I don't know, whatever. It's Free Talk Live and it's the Halloween edition.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution, detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the live Halloween edition of the program. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Nothing really changes on the live Halloween edition. It's just Halloween. Want to let you know we're here. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are totally free, including the wiki. You've got over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the big announcement that I mentioned last night about the Free State Project Liberty Forum, the big speaker that I was talking about, I guess it's public knowledge now because I just went to the Free State Project's website and he is listed there. He is Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane from the WWE. He will be in attendance and speaking this year. Last year he was just attending. This year he's got a speaking gig. It doesn't look like he is one of the keynote speakers, as I thought he might end up being, but either way, he is definitely going to be the biggest attendee at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum.
Followed up relatively closely by the organizer. Yeah. Chris Lawson's a big, big man,
Chris
too.
Chris Lawless.
Lawless, excuse me.
So that's awesome. I mean, Glenn Jacobs is a hell of a nice guy. I spoke with him actually recently, and I guess he's now coming out of the closet, apparently. It says right there on the Free State Project's website, freestateproject.org/libertyforum, that he is the man behind the Adventures of Citizen X, which is something that we've had advertising on our website for quite a while. People were wondering, who is Citizen X? Kane. That's what he's known as professionally, and in real life he is a very mild-mannered guy named Glenn Jacobs.
Such a nice guy. I mean, you know, just as pleasant as he can be. I think he's had to overcompensate in life for his size, and you know, he's it's intimidating being in his presence, so he has to be particularly quiet and mild-mannered and gentle with people.
Yeah.
But you know, if you want, he'll put you in a headlock for a picture or whatever. There's lots of pictures, lots of libertarians in headlocks. It's pretty cool.
I want Glenn Jacobs to smash statism. So he'll be talking at the Liberty Forum. So that right there is going to be, I think, a major draw for a lot of people, being able to meet somebody with the – I mean, the guy's got star power. He won the heavyweight championship this past year, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know enough about what he does
for a living.
I went to YouTube and I watched some of his wrestling matches. I know for sure he is, in fact, a WWE wrestler.
He has the belt. Unless it's been taken from him since then, he has won the. I mean, this guy's big in the realm of professional wrestling.
We'll have to ask.
So, of course, we had him on the show last year from the Liberty Forum. He's going to be speaking this time out. We'll have him on the program again. You'll get to meet him if you're there. We'll be there doing our program live every single night from the Liberty Forum. It's happening early March. Head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up. There's all kinds of other great speakers that we're not going to tell you about this time around. But you can use this discount code, 2009FTL, to get 10% off. That's 2009FTL. Get 10% off and come out and join us at the Liberty Forum and meet all kinds of liberty-loving people. People that have moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, many people that are considering moving, and find out what it's like to be surrounded by people that actually get it about freedom. It's really quite an experience, and we look forward to seeing you there. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue, the top 20 costumes, I don't know, let's just do the top 10 in males and females, unless there's particularly interesting ones within the 10 through 20 range.
The reason that I bring this up isn't because anybody really cares what costume kids are wearing out there. And these are kids' costumes, not adults. And I think that
do we have adult costumes?
I think that there is
like
an adult
sexy
costume.
Sexy nurse or whatever?
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Halloween.
Let's go through the kids' list.
You
were saying the reason you were doing it, too. I interrupted you.
Letting young women dress like tramps since 1987. This is the kids' costumes, and I'll go with you on this, but I just want to point out the princess, the number one costume here, and I mentioned the princess includes Disney princess and fairies, and if you take those numbers, it's like 16% of the costumes,
mm-hmm.
which is only pretty much worn by half of the population of you know, because the boys aren't wearing a lot of princess outfits.
Okay.
So then you're talking about double that number, and you've got 32% of the girls are wearing princess costumes. A third of them are wearing princess costumes.
Wait. Why do we double the number?
Because it's half of the population wearing princess costumes.
But I thought only 16% of females are wearing them.
16% of kids.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Gotcha.
So, you know, 32% of 30, you know, a third of girls are wearing princess
outfits.
It's a lot.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So the parents that are out there, you know, keeping their kids from doing the trick-or-treating thing and going to Halloween parties, you know, what are you doing here?
I was confused, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought that we had 20 for boys and 20 for girls. It's 20. Let's go
20
girls,
for each. 20. I will, but I want to list off witches, vampires, and monsters. So witches are at 4.8%. Do these numbers for me real quick, if you would. 1.5% for vampires, and monsters at 1.2%. So basically, you've got 4, 3, you know,
7.5.
Something like 8% of the, you know, of the whole total child population. So is dressed up as something that one might consider satanic. Now, I suppose a fairy might fall into the satanic category.
Magic.
If you want to get really crazy here, but then just tell your little girl she can't have wings on her princess outfit. It's simple. I can see parents
so you're saying
who are Christians saying you can't be a monster, you can't be a vampire,
mm-hmm.
you can't be a werewolf, you can't be a fairy. I can see
you could be Jesus.
That's weird.
Somebody was actually apparently there was another story that I didn't pull tonight, but I saw it in the potential prep. Was there was a young man who wore a Jesus costume to school and got kicked out of school for it. I think that's overboard.
I think that's strange. I don't even know what to do with it all. But I can tell you that if your little boy wants to be Han Solo, he's not worshiping Satan. And neither are any of his friends that are dressed up as Power Rangers and stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
No doubt about it.
Let me do the list now. The powerhouse.
Wait, we're at which, right?
No, actually, I'm going to go start from the top to bottom. I just wanted to pick out.
Oh, you're highlighting.
Things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is the most popular costume?
Most popular costume.
For kids.
For kids.
Okay.
11.5% of the kids, which means 23% of the little girls, princess.
Got it.
Number two. Pirates, 5%. I guess that's
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Witches, 4.8%. It's an easy costume you can do over and over again, and I think that's why it gets done. Spider-Man.
It's so Halloween, too. I mean, a witch thing.
Yeah, Spider-Man almost eclipses witches. He's had those three movies. He's very popular.
Yeah.
Iron Man didn't show up on this list, and I'm really surprised.
Tisk, tisk.
Superman, however, did. He's an easy standby. You can take the costume. You can pass it down to the brothers beneath. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. So, what about Captain America? Did he make it?
Captain America doesn't make the lists, no. That's what Jack was this year.
Right.
Try to find my Facebook if you want to see pictures of Jack and his Captain America outfit. Okay.
So superheroes, pretty big showing so far.
Yeah, superheroes are big. You can't call them satanic. Superman got his powers because he's a visitor from another planet.
Right.
Satan didn't give them to him. He is not, he's not in any way spiritual in any way. He's just a guy from a planet with a red sun. Spider-Man, bitten by a radioactive spider. No Satan.
All right.
Disney princesses, number six. So that gets added, as far as I'm concerned, to the number one.
Yeah.
Power Rangers, number seven.
Still big, huh?
Yeah. Power Rangers are essentially colorful ninjas. Although they might be, ninjas might be paid killers, Power Rangers are superheroes that do good. You don't want your kid dressing up as somebody who does good.
What about the naughty thoughts that you get when you see the Pink Ranger, though?
I don't even know if they have girl Power Rangers anymore. I don't know. I mean,
do they have like a new edition of Power Rangers? Are they still making new episodes?
Every year.
Really?
That's my understanding.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know, but I mean, I've seen new Power Rangers. I don't keep in touch with these things. Number eight, a pumpkin. I saw a little girl at the mall today. She must have been 1.5.
It's a satanic fruit mark.
And she was walking around dressed as a pumpkin, and it was the cutest darn thing. She was getting candy. She didn't even know how to say trick or treat.
Right.
It's cute. Anyway, cat. I suppose black cats. Can't call that.
That's just cultural.
They've been connected to witches,
kitties.
But it's cultural.
Yeah.
By the way, has anyone ever heard of black cats getting snatched and bad things done to them on Halloween?
My mother's petrified
that my fat cat senior is going to get kidnapped on Halloween. You can't let him out on Halloween because somebody's going to take him.
You know, if you want a good satanic
vampires.
Vampires. That's what I was going to say. If you need a good satanic animal, you don't want to go with cat. If you want to do something satanic, you want to do a Cerberus. You know, a three-headed dog
but it's
that
not
guards
a real
the
animal.
River Hades.
It's a different...
River Styx.
River Styx.
It
starts Hades. You get to Hades through the Styx.
All right, more on the way. The final 10 most popular Halloween costumes on the way. And your calls as well. Pre-talk live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Supervita Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Supervita Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Supervita Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat. Something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Halloween edition. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please vote for us at the Podcast Awards. Head over to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page to the political category, and select Free Talk Live. Go down the rest of the page, fill in the necessary info, submit your form, and then you might have to check your email to get a verification email to make sure you're a real person. But that's how you put your vote in for tonight in the Podcast Awards. I say tonight because every 24 hours you can vote. So tomorrow night you can vote again. And you can continue voting all the way through November 6th. And
we need you to, please.
Because this will be our fourth Podcast Award in a row, which we may be the only podcast to actually win four podcasts in a row. That's
the
very well possible.
The competition's really stiff this year. It's really stiff, and we don't know until it's over who won. There's not an amount of votes out there. We can't keep a tally. We don't know who's ahead,
we
who's
just
behind.
Have to keep throwing the votes there.
If somebody's out there managing to mount a big campaign, we're in trouble.
So we need
There's
you.
Some major shows on there. They might even have more listeners. I don't know.
We need you to go to podcastawards.com. And vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. And thank you in advance for doing that. And if you can do it every day, that's super. If you can't, well, you got to do what you got to do. We really appreciate anything you can do to help us out. But head over there and go to podcastawards.com. Vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. All right, Mark, we continue with the remainder of the top 20 costumes. These are for kids. Top 20 kids costumes in America. Continue at number 11?
Right, 2008. We got through number 10. And number 11. Angel.
Okay. Now, you could actually be Satan.
Right, because
what you're talking about earlier is, just to bring our listeners up to speed, you're talking about how these religious freaks out there want to keep their kids away from Halloween. Oh, it's a satanic holiday. And you're pointing out that if you look at the list of costumes, there's stuff like Superman, there's various different superheroes, there's princesses, Disney princesses, all kinds of very positive, non-evil.
The vast majority of things are just kids, you know, superheroes and
fun stuff. Pirates.
Superheroes and princesses. It really
pirates aren't satanic.
For the vast majority of this.
Pirates are just dirty men, you know.
Yeah,
they do some of them do bad things. But it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that when you're I think you're talking about when it comes to your kids, to some extent, you're talking about, you know, rearing your child. How, if this is important to you, you know, maybe you could, you know, rear your child to want to dress up as the good guy as opposed to the bad guy. You know, I don't think that when I was dressed up as a pirate, there was some Cub Scout thing that I don't really remember much about. But when I was dressed up as a pirate, you know, I didn't think of myself as a bad guy. I just went, "Arr."
Right. It's fun.
Yeah.
You get to wear an eye patch. That's fun.
Well, you know, yeah. So angels, I would think that that would be a good Christian costume. However, you do make a good
you
point.
You could be Satan.
Satan was, in fact, God's right-hand angel, if you believe
the light bringer, right? Isn't that what Lucifer stands for?
I think so.
What was he bringing light to anyway?
I have no idea. 12, fairy. I suppose you
is harmless.
I suppose you could be, you know, saying this is a satanic thing. I don't think so. I think it's a princess with wings stuck on her back.
Yeah.
It's just a dress-up thing. But whatever. Number 13, ninjas still hanging on. I don't know why. I think it's because it's an easy costume. You know what I mean? So yeah, I can see why, as a good Christian, you wouldn't want your kid to dress up as a paid killer. Fine. If so, keep him out of army man clothes too.
Good point.
All right. And there's a lot of
soldiers.
I saw a lot of cops and a lot of soldiers at the children's parade.
Yeah.
I don't see them on this list, but I saw a lot of that.
Those people are hurting other people for real. Like soldiers and cops, they're hurting people. That's evil, isn't it?
Yep. So, number 14.
Yeah.
14 is SpongeBob SquarePants. I saw quite a few SpongeBob SquarePants costumes at the Children's Parade. Yay. Number 15, Batman. I don't think he's definitely superhero. I think somebody might try to interpret that as something satanic-ish. He's certainly...
He's the Dark Knight.
Right, he's the Dark Knight, you know? But you can't... There's no Batman story out there where he's a bad guy.
You can't be the... You know, Batman can't be the Bright Knight because otherwise everybody figured out he's just a guy in a costume. He doesn't have any superpowers.
Captain America does it.
It's got to be dark out. You got to obscure the fact that you're just some guy running around through an alleyway, jumping around and stuff.
The story behind it is that his parents were killed, and I guess he saw some kind of omen bat thing when he decided that he was going to avenge them.
So Captain America, no superpowers.
Captain America, no superpowers, was injected with the super soldier serum, is stronger and as agile as an Olympic-level athlete. But just got a...
He's been augmented, then.
He's somewhat augmented, right. But he's not, you know, he's stronger than you or I, but all he's really got is a bulletproof shield.
Gotcha.
That he can throw really good.
Next up.
Cheerleaders, number 16.
Yeah.
Well, these are little girls.
Wait. Okay.
17, football player. I didn't see a lot of football players. Don't understand exactly why, but the football player, number 17. 18, Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell's on a huge resurgence. Disney has...
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Your band coming back?
Yeah, they have. Disney has realized that the fairy thing's big these days. I don't know if it's because moms liked fairies and have passed it on to daughters, and so fairies are big. But I heard something on NPR, and I believe it to be true. Tinkerbell on her way back.
Are the Transformers, man? No Transformers?
Transformers are old news.
They had a movie. I mean, normally the movies. Oh, man, that's a bummer.
I don't know what to tell you. These lists have a tendency not to change much throughout the years. Not monsters coming in number 19. I can see why you wouldn't.
Yeah,
if you're a Christian
evil,
person, I can see why you wouldn't like that. But I would encourage you, let your kids go to Halloween parties. Don't keep them out of these festivities. It's damaging.
It's fun. It's okay to have fun.
I am psychologically damaged because of my Christian upbringing.
Don't you think Jesus would like a good Halloween party? I mean, come on.
You know, let your kid grow up with the idea that Christianity is good. Because I look back on it, and I look at it as bad.
You mean as far as opposed to them growing up with the idea that it's just a bunch of unfun, stuffy bastards?
That's exactly what the idea would be.
Right.
You know, I think that, people take their religions too seriously. They jam it down their kids' throats, and their kids end up turning away from it when they get older. I was raised as Christian.
They didn't even jam it down my throat. They didn't even jam it down my throat.
You're just iconoclastic. You're just that kind of guy.
Okay.
But I wouldn't care about the religion otherwise, but I went to 9 years of Christian school. I was a Sunday school teacher. I was very into this stuff. And I got to tell you, it can leave a lasting impression. Don't push it so hard that your kids hate you for it. I don't hate my mom for it. Hate the religion.
Let's continue.
Number 20, Star Wars characters.
Wow. Hardcore.
Yep, so they lumped them all together.
I wonder how long they've been on there. I wonder how long Star Wars has been on the top 20 list. I mean, has it been there since 1977?
They've had six movies. Right. They had one out this year.
1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on the costume situation. You know, since we're talking about the Christian people, let's go to the requisite Hell House story that we normally talk about. This is a little different. Normally we talk about the Hell Houses where the Christian churches will put on what's purported to be a haunted house, but then when you go in, you find out that they're just trying to preach to you and showing you all the evil, terrible things that people do, and it's going to send you to hell, and if you don't repent when you leave the Hell House, you're going to go to hell too. You can join our church and come out and hang out with us. That's what they try to do. They try to recruit people with this little Hell House thing. Well, there's a different church, the Southside Assembly of God, according to ClarionLedger.com, that this year is going to be offering a haunted house that's a bit different. This one is intended to scare visitors with a glimpse into the future. The walkthrough production will present a post-rapture world where Christians have been snatched away to be with Jesus while frantic survivors scurry to make sense of life without religion, hope, and freedom. According to one of their youth pastors, this is really a challenge to be ready when Christ returns. You should seek to be at peace with him, and you should be helping people and doing good things, so when he returns, you won't be ashamed of your life, and he won't judge you for your actions. Called Hell House, The End Is Now. The theatrical experience puts a new spin on the kind of haunted houses that have become popular over the last decade in many evangelical churches. This time, they'll be starting with a short film about the rapture, then lead visitors into a living room scene in which a man comes home to find that his wife has vanished. The tableaus then become increasingly eerie as visitors encounter a world stripped of a basic money system, national identity, and religion. The youth pastor said, "One by one, everything we hold to in America will be taken away. The action will culminate with Jesus' return to a world ravaged by a nuclear Armageddon. Counselors will be on hand as visitors emerge from the production, just in case it shakes them up a little bit too much." So the Christians, they're getting a little innovative there. They're going with a future story instead of the, you know, typical Hell House motif that we're so used to hearing about here on Free Talk Live. And I don't know. I don't know if there's much to say about that beyond people are scared of all kinds of things, and it's completely irrational, the idea that you should be concerned about these things happening because somebody wrote some obscure text decades upon hundreds of years ago.
Much of the modern view of what hell is based on pagan beliefs and just not even found in the Bible at all.
Yep, we're out of time for tonight. We can talk more about hell any old time you want to. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want anytime, but not now because we're done. See you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Drink.